space bones. I am Chiapetta. The nine lives slipped past the hound, engaging the warp drive and entering hyperspace. Blood and bones, snarled the hound's commander Akita. Ensign, track that ship. Arf, captain, she barked. Pause swiping commands on the console. Captain, the ship is headed for the feline space cluster, she said. All dogs on deck, Captain Akita howled. He turned to his first officer, Commander Rottweiler. This could be a trick. Be ready for anything, he growled. Arf, captain, red alert, he snarled. A thick black toenail tapping the communication array. Akita's hackles rose. The scent of danger spiked the air. The sleek pirate ship slowed as it entered the star cluster. The fur on the bridge relaxing after the harrowing chase. A small jump like this one would throw them off, Captain Blackie thought to himself. He did not know this Captain Akita, but all those dogs were alike. The chase clouded their judgment. While they followed the fake trail, Blackie would slip away to the real destination and have the last laugh. Don't congratulate yourselves yet, pretties. That ship has our scent. Tux, employ the cloaking device. Tabby, set course for the planet Catnip, growled Captain Blackie, hissing his orders through needle-sharp teeth. Aye, Captain, Tabby replied. Captain Blackie noted a few ear flicks upon mentioning the infamously unstable planet, but the crew, to a whisper, were accustomed to these maneuvers. The crew didn't hesitate, and his tail flicked in a gesture of approval. Stand by for the jump, Tabby said and tapped the controls. Report snapped Captain Akita. The ensign whined. Ensign, do I need to trot over to your station and read the report for you? And no, Captain, she said. Well, we've lost them when the ship made the jump, she stammered, delicate whip pet tail tucked between her legs. Rottweiler spoke. Sir, there is only one planet Captain Blackie could go to hide. The planet Catnip, Akita finished. Page 2. Akita scratched an ear, staring out the bridge window. His orders were to apprehend the other ship. It was his assignment ordered by Starfleet Command, and if he did not follow orders, his rank and ability to lead would be revoked. The planet was belted in particle and gas rings, possible to navigate but not easy. He knew Doxie could do it, had done it on similar flights before. He would proceed because of his confidence in his first officer, pilot and crew. Ensign, plot a course for Catnip, he said. Captain Blackie tracked the ship's progress, claws needing the seat. He had to reach the checkpoint and escape, the crew's status depending upon their success. If the ship and crew were caught, there was much more to lose than just reputations. He didn't know why he agreed to the bet to outrun the best Starfleet ship, the Hound, but there was no turning back. Too much was at stake. Just a few more clicks and this would all be over. His mouth watered in anticipation. He could practically taste the reward of a fine, roasted breast of fowl, feminine company, and the stacks of credits coming his way when he won the bet of a lifetime. He scanned the bridge reports and hissed. The cloaking pheromone gas wouldn't last much longer. He made the calculations in his head. It would be close, too close. He flicked his tail. The captain of the Hound was dogged but not flexible. They would be able to slip by unnoticed, and once in Catnip's orbit, all would be well. He was counting on it. Commander Rottweiler raised a paw. Speak, said Captain Akita. Sir, consider this. Captain Blackie is most likely counting on us to jump chase them from one sector to another to confuse us and lose us. Yes, what's your point? Well, sir, it seems to me that we should think like a cat. The captain swiveled his ears forward and as if on cue, the crew tilted their heads at an odd angle upon hearing the strange suggestion. Go on, Commander Rottweiler explained the plan. It's the best plan we've got. It's either this or going back with our tails tucked, said the captain. The crew yipped in agreement and got busy at their respective posts. If it worked, thought Akita, he'd be able to retire with both his rank and his pride and not slink away in defeat. Approaching the planet Catnip in 1 minute, reported the ensign. 60 seconds later, the star lines melted away and the Hound appeared above the planet. Mr. Doxie, take us in, said Captain Akita. The ship shook and bucked through the gas belt and blockades of gas and particles and into planetary orbit. Doxie piloted it, slipping into the deep shadows and lurked, hidden from sight. Captain, it appears we have arrived first. There are no ships or anomalies at this time, said Ensign Whippet. They could be cloaked, Rottweiler said. Page 3. Akita agreed with Rottweiler. Scan for heat signatures and chemical variances. Rule out existing chemical tags from the belts, he added. Aye, Captain, she said, her delicate paws dancing across the console. Steady, Mr. Doxie. Commander Rottweiler began countdown the moment that ship drops from hyperspace. He swept the bridge with a predatory gaze. We're on the scent. Commander Rottweiler, is our surprise ready? Affirmative. His front paws beside the ion cannon and tractor beam. Let the hunt begin. The nine lives shed the hyperspace star lines above the planet and Captain Blackie retracted his claws. He gave the command to the pilot to begin entering the gas and particle belts. Once clearing the unstable clouds, Boris, a Russian blue, hissed a warning. Captain, there is an anomaly orbiting the lee side of the planet. Blackie's ears flattened. We'll be within scanner distance in 10 seconds, Boris said, then counted down. The ship nosed into the planet's shadow and found nothing. Scan for the anomaly, hissed Blackie, a bad feeling stiffening the air along his tail. Then the proverbial fur hit the floor. Every alarm went off, proximity alarms, tracking alarms, and the crew jumped into action, priming the weapons arrays. He ordered evasive maneuvers, but it was too late. The Hound's ion cannon blasted them into submission. Captain Blackie belatedly realized the Hound was using the shadows to attack from behind, just like Blackie had done 100 times before. It was a pirating maneuver he didn't believe a Starfleet captain would or could employ. Lying in wait, anticipating a false trail, counting on the targeted ship to come out of hyperspace, uncloaked, front shields up and rear shields not yet active. Being chased wasn't usually so demeaning to Captain Blackie. He'd been chased before, but this time it was infuriating. Those space dogs used his own strategies against him. He vowed at once that if any of the Hound's captain and crew ever trotted into his territory, he would scratch out their eyes. Worst of all, he lost the bet and the rewards he dreamed of faded into the black hole of disappointment. He couldn't even use an escape pod. The ion blast crippled even the manual equipment. He'd have to endure the shame of being boarded and arrested along with his crew. Razor sharp claws sunk into his seat. One day, he vowed, the Hound would pay and he would get his revenge. Akita sat on the bridge, thinking. The rest of the crew had disembarked hours ago. He completed the reports but wasn't ready to go. not yet. There was one last thing to do. Exiting the bridge, he trotted off to execute his final task as the Hound's captain. Commander Rottweiler stood at the observation deck, lost in the business of the spaceport. He turned when he heard Akita approach. "Captain," he said. Akita sat beside him, taking in the activities below. "You did well today. I am proud to have served with you." "Served, sir? I'm retiring." "You now have command, Captain." Page 4. Rottweiler stood, his eyes wide. "This was unexpected, sir. But I accept. Just remember one thing, that feline Captain Blackie is full of spit and spite. Never forgets, and he has his whiskers and everything out there," he said, gazing past the spaceport into the blackness beyond it, a pensive expression accenting a noble profile. "I'll have to instruct the crew on how to think like a cat then," said Rottweiler. Akita made an amused chuffing noise, his version of a laugh. "A brilliant strategy. How did you think of it?" Rottweiler shifted and looked down at the floor before answering. "My best friend in Starfleet was a panther. No matter what I did, I couldn't win against her until one day when I was taking a beating in the simulator. She said, it's best to fight like a dog but fly like a cat." "Cat, did you win?" "No, not that day, but afterward. Let's say I was top flight, thanks to Pan." The two dogs turned, walking beside one another from the ship and out into the sprawling spaceport.
Hi, this is Annie Chepetta. I hope you enjoyed this anthropomorphic space story, copyright 2020 by Ann Chepetta.
Waveform, Palmeray 13.